This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio.
To London with lonely hearts. Oh, the warmth in your eyes swept me into your arms. Was it love or fear of the cold that led us through the night? For every kiss, your beauty trumped my doubt. And my God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is won when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your strife strikes at your sleep, remember spring swallows snow.
Lovely cheeky little mouses. My name's Jack. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
But how well?
So well, it's unreal.
On a scale of 1 to 24?
16.
That's all right. Will?
Yeah, doing very well, thank you.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, 8.
So in a way, you're doing twice as good as...
What's wrong with you, Tom?
It's double, it's the same. It's the same for times it by 2.
Okay, cool.
Figure it out, mate.
We'll go straight into it. What have you been up to?
Hang on, just...
Oh, he's doing it again, is he?
Hasn't got the memo.
Every week. Every single week.
You know what? I'll tell you what.
What?
It's been going on for quite a while, this.
What, you getting it wrong? Yeah,
no, that's not me getting it wrong. Me producing the show. Me bringing in the fans great content 24/7. So I'll tell you what I'll play.
What?
I'll play that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're having a say this week, are you?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, something's coming up from my stomach. Oh. Air Friday.
I've got a virus. I must have a virus. Oh, God. Have you got a virus?
Air Friday.
Have you got a virus, Tom?
Yeah.
Ugh. Nah, that's enough of that. Talking of viruses, this show is going to be all about viral things, but we're not talking about infections as such. We're talking about online infections,
oh,
in
that's
a way.
Yeah. I've prepared a completely different show.
We're talking about viral stars, viral hits, YouTubers, Viners, Tweeters, Instagrammers, Beboers, whatever you like. What are you big on, Tom?
I'm big in the game.
Oh! Will, you're obviously big on FUBAR.
Yeah, big everywhere, baby.
No. Big everywhere, baby. That reminds me, later on, we are going to be listening to a new Christmas hit by Mr. Dapper Laughs, and we're just going to be delving into it, me and Thomas here. And just
seeing his, you know, his poetry, all his, you know, imagery, seeing, really getting to know what makes him tick.
Yeah, what's he about?
I don't know, you two met him more than me.
Well, we're all big fans.
I've met him once, sir.
Same here, sir.
No, you met him a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep DMing him. Dapper, when are we meeting up for a beer?
Dapper, I need this.
I really need this, Dapper.
So we're going to be... look at Robbie Knox outside the window. Oh, yeah, we've got Knox coming on in about 10 minutes. Just to have a little bit of a chat. It's been a while since Knox has knocked, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Find the door, sir.
What have you been up to then, Will, as I was asking before you played the shitty music again?
This week, I've actually been on a few dates.
I know, yeah, I was about to say. I didn't think you were going to say it. You've been on a few little dates, have you?
Yeah, I've been on a few dates, you know.
How many?
Two.
With two different people?
Yeah.
Oh, you player.
One man, one girl. So I'll marry up. You
I do actually
breath.
Feel like I'm standing next to Dapper Laughs, to be
you
fair.
You fucking yeah. What? You watch that?
Hey! Alright, go! Alright, now!
Nothing. I couldn't speak to him, so I had to leave both occasions.
Why couldn't you speak to him?
Just got like... I just get really nervous when I meet women.
You sent me a voice note when you were on the toilet during one of the dates.
Yeah.
Really?
Having a mid-date drop.
Yeah. Really? Really? Where'd you go on these dates?
Oh, he's going all shy.
One was in, went to Brixton, and one I went to Highbury, just up the road.
Okay, what'd you do?
Went for just drinks, because I think drinks just soften the mood. Like
cheaper than buying them a meal, just get them drinks.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you get hammered?
No, I was quite hammered by the end of the first one, yes.
So you were doing your drunk laugh, you know?
I'm very. I actually put on a persona.
Do you? Oh, yeah. Go on. What did you do? Let's do it.
My name's Charles. When I got up to
bed. Oh, shut up.
No, I'm joking.
Hello, it's Charles.
Hello, ladies.
Okay, so pretend I'm a lovely young lady.
So this isn't ready? On the running order.
No, pretend I'm a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Hi, Will. Are you that guy from Tinder?
Yeah, it is. How are you doing?
Where do you want to go on our date?
What is
she
like that?
Hey, Will.
I'm obviously going to be a dumb fuck if I'm meeting up with Will.
Excuse me. Actually, I'm going on a date with her tonight.
Well, I messaged him first.
He's taking me to Highbury.
But he's taking me to Brixton.
Different places, different people.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take you both out at the same time.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I can't afford it. I've got no money.
Well, Will, let me stand on the left of you because that right side is flaking up quite a bit.
I don't mind the flake. In fact, I quite enjoy it.
He's like my little 99.
He's my male snow globe.
I'll solve this. Which one of you's got a tub of E45 on her?
Well, we both have. We've both got cream
we're
for you, Will.
You two have been busy.
We're twins.
You two have been busy, haven't
we're
you?
We're Swedish twins.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Will?
Let's start again.
We're starting again.
Well, as you've asked,
yes.
Me and...
What have you been up to this week, Will?
Me and Jackie Boy have been very busy this week.
Yes, and I'd both like to compliment you. The listeners won't have heard it yet, but I've got a little preview.
Have you?
Tom sent me, yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't know we were previewing it.
No,
not here. I'm just giving my opinion on it.
Oh, okay.
You've both done some fine work, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Me and Tom have been working on my new Christmas song for my YouTube channel coming this Monday, the 7th of December, and it's called Christmas Spirits, and it's obviously going to be a banger.
It is a banger. I think it sounds a little bit like Fairy Tale of New York, which is one of the best Christmas songs.
I would just like to thank the Azerbaijan crew for smashing the video out of the park once again. I'd like to thank Tom for doing the vocals on it. I'd also like thank Danny for producing it and Robbie Knox out there for narrating the video.
I'm really excited to see the song. Work.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. As I say, Monday the 7th.
Yeah.
Eyes peeled, guys.
Apart from that, Tom, have you really been up to anything else? Because I know I've seen you quite a lot this week, so...
Not a lot to report, really. As you, I've been with you most of the week.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been one of those where we've spent a bit more time on this video, unlike the last two. Last two we kind of did it a day. This has been spread out and it's been a bit more relaxed. Mm. A lot more prep and a lot more budget to get the, you know, the sets looking nice.
Have you felt the benefits of that, having those extra days in preparation?
Definitely. We're going to talk about it more when Robbie comes in, because obviously he was part of that. But Tom, do you want to just tell Will and the listeners what we got up to last night? Delve into the FIFA a little bit.
We played a bit. It's not that important. I just thought it was a bit loud. We played a bit of FIFA around mine. Fair play, Jack's a PlayStation guy. I'm an Xbox One. Mm. One guy.
It felt alien to me. It felt disgusting.
And we did randoms, the old randoms game, and I ended up.
Did you ever do randoms?
Oh yeah, fivers.
Yeah.
He got Man City, so you know, good start. And then I got Inverness.
Super Cali and the Duff.
Inverness. I went one goal up, but then I lost three players.
What were you doing? Like, were you tackling the goalkeeper?
It was the last man tackle.
Three defenders out of four he got sent off.
And then we drew 1-1. So I was proud.
And it wasn't even like I was being cocky, like doing like Maradona turns and stuff. Tom had about four worldy shots, two at the crossbar, one just top of the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we went to extra time. I got a penno, and you don't want to beat an eight-man Inverness on pennos, do you? So
I skied
it, yeah. And then
On purpose?
He did, he said it before it.
And then just scored a shitty little Raheem Sterling slid-in goal. Yeah. So.
But it was fun, nonetheless. Anyway, come up on the show, we have a guest, don't we, Jack?
We do have a guest. We have got Mr. Anto Sharp. For anyone who's not familiar with the name, We'll all tell you what he does. Basically, it's go on, Tom. Actually,
oh, a big salami is going straight in my basket.
Half price soap is going straight in my basket.
Oh, a packet of chocolate fingers, they're going straight in my basket.
So we thought, because he's coming on, and you know, he's a Vine star. He's got a catchphrase.
He's a catchphrase man.
Yes, we thought we'd develop our own catchphrases.
Yes, yeah.
Which we're gonna show him later on. But we thought we'd tell you guys now, early on, what our catchphrases are. Maybe try and sneak them in during the show if we can.
Yeah.
Jake, do you want to go with your one first, mate?
Yeah. Okay. As Tom was just saying, I'm going to elaborate a bit. We're going to be asking everyone their opinions who comes in today. So Will, you're going to have to give your opinions on these catchphrases. I think you've come up with your own one as well, haven't you?
Yes.
Knox, we're going to be asking, and mine is right. Bear in mind, guys, these are catchphrases that you should be able to use within a 6-second vine, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, there's a visual sense to them as well.
Yeah. Mine would be, the perfect crime, but I would do it to things that are just so mundane and daily. So I'd go up to someone like eating a sandwich, and I'd point at the sandwich and go, the perfect crime. You know,
I do like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Mine's a.
Oh, some music.
Yeah.
This is a long one.
A water bomb! And then I slam a water bomb in the face.
I mean, that wasn't really worth the pre-production on it.
It definitely was!
It sounds like you're saying, what a bomb.
Do it again. Okay, I've got this.
Give him another go.
A water bomb.
He's practicing that. Oh.
Water bomb, and then I slam a water bomb in the person's face.
Does sound like water bomb.
And then water bomb.
In the current political climate, that's probably not
water
best to
bomb.
Will, what's your one?
I'm going to simply go around with a traditional gardening watering can.
Oh, what is that about you two and water?
And just go everywhere you go, you always take the weather. But while I'm doing it, I'm just going to be dancing and just tipping water over them.
It's a bit craftical.
That's why. Oh, he's nice.
I don't know.
I've been called dapper and craftical in the first 15.
Well, you just make viral hits.
It's all the time. See you later, moist.
Right, time for the first song, and we all pretended we didn't like him, but now we can't help but admit that we love him. A bit of Biebs with Where Are You Now?
Just admit it. See, I gave you faith, turned your doubt into hoping. Can't deny it. Now I'm all alone and my joys turn them open. Tell me, where are you now that I need you?
Where are you now?
Where are you now?
Where are you now that I need you? Couldn't find you anywhere. When you broke down, I didn't leave you. Oh, I was by your side. So where are you now that I need you? Oh, where are you now that I need you? Nobody else was paying. I gave you the shirt off my back. What you saying? To keep you warm. I showed you the game everybody else was playing. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
And I was on my knees when nobody else was praying. Oh Lord. Where are you now that I need you? Where are you now that I need you?
Has just knocked, you right, Robin?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, I love you. I love you. How you been?
That's a nice thing to say.
Nice jumper.
Thank you very much. TK Maxx.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, a little boutique, I know.
He loves that, doesn't he?
Love that line, done it yeah. twice today already. Once the other day. It's all right.
Oh, we're all a bit knackered. We're jamming to a bit of Biebs in the break.
Biebs like, workout.
I've been really enjoying the dancing the last two times I came here. It was Andy Williams the other time, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Oh, Bamboo. Yeah.
Oh,
get that back on the
yeah,
game.
You're
under the
to.
Desk.
I'm surprised there's not a webcam in here. Do you know what? It seems like the kind of thing that would have a webcam.
Who says there's not?
Yeah. Might be one coming soon.
There's an under desk webcam just for all the
up. Yeah, just an idea for food bar organisers.
Yeah.
If there is anyone who runs this thing. So it just seems like a shambolic sort of thing that happened to exist. Yeah.
Oh dear. No, are you about for the Christmas special in a couple of weeks?
18th, when is it?
18th, I think it is.
Probably, yeah. I mean, I've got very little to do until I'm here.
You're there for the Christmas party the night before.
I'll be there, yeah.
Party
yeah.
night before.
As the night before, they're probably won't come to the show. But no, I'll do my very best. Yeah, I think
nice.
I'll be there.
Nice. What have you been up to this week, Rob?
This week, I've been hanging out with some youngsters recording a Christmas song.
Oh, youngsters. Yeah.
That's you guys.
I like that.
Yeah.
How did you find it?
I've really enjoyed it. I thought it was surprisingly professional. It was very the song's very good, ooh. I'd say, and everything about it I enjoyed.
Yeah, you were the perfect fit, and you nailed everything you needed to nail.
I thought I was quite good.
Yeah.
You were. I looked back at the footage just soon afterwards, and it was
apparent.
Perfect.
Yeah. I was quite good.
Yeah. Well, Robbie had to play the role of kind of like Santa, not so much, but
okay.
kind of, and he was sitting there, and he had a glass of milk. And he just had to, like, because it took so many takes because it was the first shot we'd done.
Right.
So he was just drinking more and more milk.
Drunk more milk than any time in my life.
More and more bloated. And then you ended up down in about 4 pints of milk.
Yeah.
So that was great.
How'd you feel after that?
I felt absolutely terrible. I could totally see the attraction of bulimia.
Did you go home in a fucking
in an ambulance?
I just never got what he said. Did you go home in that dressing gown, or did you get changed?
I got changed into my normal human clothes, and I went home, and there was a lot of traffic on the road, so I went to the services at Cambridge, and I had a KFC.
Oh!
He had so much
which
milk.
Which made me feel bad, but not as bad as I felt when I drank all the milk.
So. I was saying he had so much milk, he felt like a calcoholic.
Are you looking forward to seeing the video out?
I can't really remember after that joke. It's really taking the mood out. The whole thing's ruined now.
The mood.
What a joke! Great gag, mate. Brilliant. Oh, that was
fucking love you.
Oh, what a great gag.
Beef Have.
So, what we got coming up?
I might be getting off now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Cheers, Robbie.
Have you made any viral hits before, Robbie?
I wouldn't have thought so. Apart from, well, I did actually this week. I was up in Cambridge with some youngsters recording a song. It's going to go smash hit through the viral charts or whatever there is. I don't know much about the internet. No, I don't think so.
Have you worked with some sort of YouTube stars, haven't you?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. Spencer FC, he was nice. Yeah, I met him.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met anyone else as a YouTube star.
Oh, okay.
He's quite funny, Spencer FC, isn't he? Really nice, interesting
very
man.
Good. First choice of the show, isn't he?
It's actually kind of true.
No. Tom just doesn't like him.
Tom doesn't like him.
I like him.
Tom hasn't got anything against him. He just doesn't like his videos.
I think he's really good. It's a bit harsh, Tom.
That's not true. I said something else.
Go on.
What, were you dig yourself out?
I'm digging myself out on radio.
Go on, mate.
I just said I was surprised about how well everything was going for him. I think his channel's good. I just thought that how well things are going is a bit surprising. That's all. That's all I said. Not that bad.
What do you have to do with him, Robbie?
I filmed him and Mr. Akinfenwa for something for FIFA 16. Smash it video game that is out now.
Yeah.
You've completed it, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got to the end of the match. spoiler alert, you lose 6-0. I'm really enjoying the FIFA this year.
Yeah,
yes. You don't want to talk about that?
Have you had when's your tournament?
Oh yeah, my FIFA tournament. It's in July the 16th. In fact, I'm about to go and meet. In fact, coming to the pub opposite here is four-time Super Mega FIFA tournament champion Alec Mattinson, a hero in our midst. I know.
Nice. Well,
amongst men.
I'm doing my draw tomorrow for mine on the 27th, which is essentially just a rip-off of yours.
Yeah, it's probably going to be worse, though, isn't it?
Oh, a lot worse. Yeah.
Tom, do you reckon we should do one?
I think we should.
Yeah. Where should we host this?
When do we get involved?
Yeah, well, when are you doing yours? Because we might coincide us, not obviously with you, but like the same
date. Would be better, yeah.
Mine will be better, but it's on the 27th of December.
Oh, it's that soon, is it?
We're actually preparing quite an eventful day.
So what's happening? What are you doing?
You and the Britain First boys.
So it's... So we have a right tear up down here. No, me and my good friends from home, it's just... 8 of us went to one middle school, 8 of us went to another middle school. So it's a 16-man tournament where the teams will be, the people will be dispersed.
This seems very convenient that you happen to have like 8 friends.
Oh no, there's people that aren't invited. So
okay, so you picked the best 8 from the two schools.
And
they're
now finding out that they've not got an invite.
So it's going to be 4 tellies, 4 PlayStations in my mate's lounge.
Terrible decision.
Why?
Because you should just do one TV.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but that takes ages.
I know. I do this every year. I know how long it takes. But you get the atmosphere and you get the drama. Yeah. And I feel I'm taking this show away from your topic.
No, and you
get the... They've been talking our tournament of having multiple televisions, but you want to be able to carry on the suspensions and injuries that you only get if you have one tournament set up. Because that's quite good if your key player gets injured in a game. That's quite good. And also, you want everyone watching. You want the crowd, the cauldron-like atmosphere.
The abuse being shouted.
Horrific abuse.
Yeah. I really do think you need to revise that and go with one.
Well, it's going to be 4 tellies for the group stages because there's a lot of matches to be played.
Oh, he's changing it now, is he?
No. Look, if you check my document that I sent you.
2 for the semis, 1 for the final.
Why are you doing... Oh, you're doing it this way because you've got like 3 events in one day.
Yeah, so we've got to be at 5-a-side football at 2:30.
What? What time are you starting this, bollocks?
9.
Nah, it won't happen.
Is it no?
That's why we've got 4 tellies.
Any Beverly Maccas on the go, or is it just
what?
Drinks.
What is that? How does that work? What's Beverly Maccas?
It's Bevs.
Bevy. Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Carry on.
Alcoholic.
Are you drinking on the go, or are you just playing the game?
No, I won't be drinking in the FIFA tournament because we've done 3 before.
This sounds awful. We're on breathalyzer to force drinking out.
Do you know what? I'm not a violent person, but I kind of want to punch you in the teeth. Yeah.
I think I don't want to punch you because if I did start punching, I don't think I'd ever be able to stop.
Yeah, true.
They'd be dragging me off his corpse.
True.
Yeah.
I want you to drink loads of alcohol and then drive home.
But oh, come on, man.
Whoa.
Fucking hell.
But make sure no one else is on the road. So only you would die.
Road respect.
When's that? Road respect.
When's that video out?
Monday. So. Oh. Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow. On that note,
on that gory note,
this has been a frantic show. Yeah. I haven't been involved in such a heated conversation.
How long are you here for?
I don't know really. I mean, I'm just going to go to the pub across the road, so probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah, fair play.
ten maybe.
Okay,
I don't get overly keen.
Shall we have a little song, Will?
Yeah, please. We need to regroup.
This is You, Me and Everyone We Know, and it's called The Puzzle.
Ooh,
not feeling it.
Something is rubbing me the wrong way. I still can't believe all that I've seen. Lately I've been anything but direct. So can I just spell this out or will I lose some respect? I've been having doubts about the last few years. In case you don't like blunt, let me make this less clear. I've been taking apart the puzzle.
Nice. Who was that, Tom?
It was You, Me and Everyone We Know.
I don't remember doing it.
Oh,
it's quite a good joke in there. It's better than his cow one.
Hey, come on. You like that joke, really. I know.
So let's just have a little discussion now. Let's bring it back to the theme, please, can we? Back to the topic. It's talking about viral stars and stuff. Will,
yeah?
Have you ever sort of met anyone super big virally?
Well, Jack, I don't know if you know, I was telling you last week I actually was maybe a viral star myself.
What?
What?
Oh, yeah, have you heard this, Tom?
No.
This is amazing.
So like 6 or 7 years ago, when YouTube was very much in its infancy, I was at
infancy.
Infancy, yeah, that's definitely the wrong word.
No, it's my show. It's not.
Hello.
It's really not his show.
It's not. I don't remember you in the jingle.
Adam, for the next 15 minutes, can you come in here and do this? And we'll bin Will off.
No, I know where I am. I'm a fan that got lucky, so.
Yeah, no.
Go on, Will.
So 6-7 years ago, when YouTube was in its early stages, me and my friends in his computer room, that's how middle class we are, we used to record
lip sync videos.
Okay.
But yeah, they got quite popular.
How many views do you think you got on a lip sync video?
There's one video left because
on YouTube.
This is what you're gonna. I think it's coming up.
No, yeah, it's not because you've ruined it. So.
Okay, I reckon you got 36,000.
Okay, maybe times that by 10, but.
360,000 exactly.
Well, it was 301,000 last time I checked.
What was the song?
The one that's left on there is Justin Timberlake.
What song?
That's it. Did I show you it?
No, you didn't show me.
Oh, right.
I used to do them, but then just send, because like, I think this, when I was younger, was before YouTube times. Mm. I used to just do them and send them to people on MSN, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
But
I think I only remember really doing it to Austin Powers songs, like BBC One, BBC Two. Do you remember that song?
Nah.
Austin
Powers? I remember that song, yeah.
Well, I was actually featured on BBC Three's Most Annoying Pop Moments of 2007.
Was you actually?
I swear to God, it was like miming videos, but they just used ours, and there was like loads of D-list celebrities like Richard Blackwood going, oh, they're obviously virgins, oh, they don't know what they're doing.
Really?
How right, yeah, he was.
Did he say that?
I don't know if it was Richard Blackwood.
But did he say, did he call you a virgin?
Yeah, they were calling us virgin. Well, it was like 50, we were in our school uniform.
It's a bit harsh to call a 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not breaking the law with underage sex.
So, yeah.
Was you a virgin?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so he was right.
Yeah.
But you saw that right out, didn't you, William?
Yeah.
When you got 300,000 hits, you went round and fucking went on loads.
Did
them
all. Yeah. Fuck Blackwood, showed him. So yeah, that was a little story that you didn't know about me, Nozza.
What do us lot here think of Sam Pepper's new thing? You heard about this, Will?
Yeah, I've seen it. I want to get into it a bit more detail later on.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
How did you get into YouTube? How did you become a viral star?
Read the running order.
What's the point of doing all this work if you're not going to bother reading it?
Oh, no. How did I become a viral star? Just sort of my looks and personality drove me there.
What was your first what was your first video that really you thought, like, oh, I can actually start doing this a bit more?
Right, so I used to do videos on my mum's webcam, black and white, grainy, like the noisiest videos you ever see. And I did actually do a lip sync video. I lip synced to Niles Barkley Crazy, and it got like 12 views.
You were inspired by me, weren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I saw you on some show, some guy calling you a wanky virgin or something. I thought that's what I want to be.
That was it. That was the quote. Yeah.
So I just started doing it on my mum's webcam, and all my mates at school liked them, obviously, because just by default, though, like I had no talent. I was the only one doing it, so they were like, "This is cool." And then one day, it was actually my younger cousin Jamie, he found in the front page of The Sun that said free corned beef for every listener, and he was like, "What? Why would they want that?" Like, and I was like, "Yeah, that is weird." So I just turned my camera on. I was like, "Free corned beef for every listener of The Sun." I'm just taking the piss out of that and reading like the article.
Who listens to The Sun?
Yeah, I was thinking that. Reader?
Sorry?
Reader of The Sun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Oh. Yeah, yeah, you know what I meant. So I was just reading that, and my viewers were like, "Oh, I love it when you get angry." So like,
and you were like, looked in the mirror like, the perfect crime.
Yeah, I just thank you.
Oh, what a bomb.
So I just started turning green in the mirror, and I thought I could be angry. And then, anyway, my first rant that actually did well, and I got invited onto a Channel 4 show, E4 show, called Dirty Digest to talk about it, was a rant about Cher Lloyd. You know, she did that swagger jagger.
Yeah.
I did a rant about that, and E4 called me up, went, "Come down on the show, mate." So I went down, and
they're very casual.
Was that the extent of the conversation?
Yeah.
Who is this?
It's E4.
I was like, "Where's the studio?" They went, "You'll know." So I just saw, I walked about, and
did you find it?
Yeah, straight away. I just knew.
There's a broken compass at the end of your garden. Just follow that.
And Joe Lycett was on there, and he told me I was very funny.
Who's Joe Lycett?
Exactly. So Tom. Have you ever done a viral hit?
I did a kind of viral photo.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I broke an egg and it looked like shit. Took a picture of it and I looked at it for a little while and I was like, wait a second. I turned it to one side and it looked like Roy Hodgson,
the England manager.
Yeah, I did a fried egg that looked like Roy Hodgson.
Did you know this?
Yep. He's told me about it.
Yeah, took a picture.
He told me that straight after he told me about the time he scored 500 goals in a match. And the girl who, you know. they're like, talking about all the time.
But then, I took a picture of that and then I sent it to the betting website and then they got all viral over Euro 20. Yeah.
What betting website was this?
I don't know. It might be Ladbar or something like that.
It was like Bet365 or something. Took it and stole
You've
it.
You've also had hit singing as well, didn't you?
Has he?
Yeah, do you remember this?
No.
Hello!
Remember that?
That's not me doing that voice.
Yes, it is.
That's not me doing the
what
voice.
What was that?
What is
Hello!
Don't remember My Toy Heart?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Go on.
Hello!
Have you got the song?
No, I just got that.
Hello. You've just got that.
Yeah.
You've just got that.
That's not me doing that, mate. That's a guy called Sam Beland, who's now in a band, and he lives in Australia.
Sam Beland.
Oh, this is worth me coming down.
Yeah, you've never met him. You've only just now heard about this guy.
He's a good guy and his band's doing really well. Jealous, you little prick?
Has Jack ever done any viral video? What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Have you done any videos that are good?
No, I've done one in the summer, 19 million. But if we're talking real viral,
well, on YouTube, I meant.
Oh, on YouTube.
Get paid for it.
My most viewed video is 250,000 views on a video.
And what was that for?
25 things everybody hates.
What was number 8?
It was, I actually remember it, because people used to talk about number 8 at school, yeah. It was just a guy called Dom White who went to my school, and I thought it'd be funny just to put universally hated things in a video and then just Dom White.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Have you spoken to him about it?
Yeah, he loved it.
Did he?
Yeah, he was kind of that guy that you all sort of love to hate.
Like Stu Fay?
Like Trifle. What's Stu Fay?
He's a bloke in our FIFA tournament that we that we made a 15-minute documentary about where everyone was talking about how they hated him. It was broadcast during the group draw.
Oh, night. I know what I'm going to do for Will's secret segment at Christmas.
What?
Do a segment all about how much I hate you.
Well, you did that. That was 2 hours about 2 weeks ago. That was
that is 2 hours every week for the last 11
Should
weeks.
Should we ask Robbie what catchphrase he's a fan of?
Yeah, go on. Do you have any
catchphrase?
Do you want to do them again?
Yeah. We got our own catchphrases because the guest later on has a catchphrase, doesn't he?
Okay. Have you seen that guy on Facebook that goes, "Ooh, that's going straight in my basket"?
I know what you mean. Yeah.
It's going straight in my basket.
We're trying to come up with our own viral catchphrases. Your one is.
So, I did the.
He needs the backing beat.
Jack, why don't you go first?
My one is, I will go up to people who are doing like mundane stuff in the street. So, like, you could just be walking, reading the newspaper, and I'd go, "Ah, the perfect crime."
That's quite good, yeah.
I have a feeling he's not gonna like mine, even.
Ready, Tom?
Yep.
It's got music. Is this music gonna be played on the video?
Yeah.
And what's going to happen in the video at this point?
Oh, water bomb! And then I put a water bomb in the face.
Violent, Robbie.
Yeah, it's a bit like you've been tangoed.
But with a water bomb.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, yours?
I'm just going to go around with a watering can, tip it over and go, "Everywhere you go, you always take the weather."
I'm going to say, "Give me your dog," and then I'm going to take their dog.
Any music?
I didn't have a lot of time to think of that.
No.
I don't know. I think that was all right, though.
It's already
pressure.
Better than ours, yeah.
Yeah. If they don't have a dog, I'll just, I don't know, kill them.
That's fair.
There's a lot of death in this week's show.
Yeah, I feel I've been unleashed. I've been, like, let off the leash like their dogs will be.
You can say whatever you want, mate.
I need to go to the pub in a minute.
Here's a band called The Libertines, who I'm a big fan of.
Oh, I like them.
Don't Look Back Into the Sun.
Tune.
Oh, that's nice to have Robbie Knox on again after a while away.
What a lovely man.
Yeah, he just walked out though. Didn't even say bye.
He was in a very rambunctious mood, wasn't he?
Yeah. Lovely word, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you.
What does that mean?
Don't know, but it sounds lovely.
Full of beans, a bit like Antarctic.
Anarchy. Okay, cool. So he's gone to the pub and he's off to Paris after this, so I wish him all the best.
Off to the pub, then the city of love. He's off to the...
Ah, the perfect crown.
Yeah.
So now, it's time for...
What will they want? Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me, what will they want?
Love that.
That's all right, isn't it?
That's top drawer.
Thank you, sir.
What will they want? So it's at the time of the show when we basically tell you what's annoyed us or what annoys us, and you have to basically pick who's made the best case.
Yeah, all right. What's the subject this week?
We're doing people predominantly.
Yeah, we're going to do, well, kind of. Two of them are people-based. One of them is sort of based on soccer. Yeah.
Soccer?
And so we're basically doing a viral star, an actor slash actress,
yeah,
and then an aspect of football.
Yes.
So it's a whole fruitcake of stuff.
So you're telling
honest.
Me what I want. What do I want to hear between these two plugs of mine?
If we could abolish or kill, well, let's just say... Retire early.
Yeah, if we could retire one of these early.
Right.
Which one would you have, alright?
Alright, I like that.
So, basically, I'll tell you who mine is, first of all. It's Stuggie Vines.
Right, you want to get rid of him.
I want to get rid of him. And yours is...
Ben Phillips.
Jack, mate, to start.
What's your opinion on them both today?
I know them both through my newsfeed on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Hate both of them.
Okay.
So,
hate.
Yeah.
Hate!
Okay, well, I think, like... Literally, Stuggie Vines does that shitty effect on his videos that 13-year-olds used to do in the playground at school. You know, the speeding it up, making it sound like a chipmunk. So his most recent creation is, where'd come from, where'd go, where'd come from, Canajo, I'm a very long time ago. And he's doing that in a white van, and he's like laying with his feet up, and he's like just kicking him in the air, like cycle kicking his feet in the air.
Yeah.
Just acting like an absolute twat. And I mean, when this stuff happened when we were 13, we didn't even think it was funny back then. So why are people liking his page and subscribing for his content now when we weren't even really enjoying it back then? It was only because they were the only videos people could make.
What's I agree.
Well, I can curse her, but how many like views has he got, likes, page?
Loads. I think he's has he got a mil on Facebook yet now?
Yeah, I think easily.
Yeah. Is it his job?
It must be. To me, he's like a Poundland version of Jim Carrey's shitter brother. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I'm Stuggie Vines. Doing all his little facial expressions.
Oh, cringes me out.
Yeah, really, literally, I've written here that it cringed me out. Yeah, it makes my toes curl. It really does. I mean, I don't. And do you know what? It's not even him that annoys me.
What?
I know that's a bit weird.
Go on.
It's the people that find him funny.
Who does find him funny though?
Well, there's a million people out there. Like,
I've just checked this. 1.8 million.
1.8 million page likes. That's 1.8 million people that just do not have the same sense of humour as me. Or you. Or Tom.
That's worrying as well, isn't it?
It's the lowest denominator. Like,
it's almost like an epidemic.
I think if we don't nip this in the bud now, it's going to grow and grow and grow, and we're going to have loads of, like, Stuggie Vines imitators all over the place.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help but agree with all your points there, to be honest, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I support you in that.
Yeah.
Well, here's my character assassination of Ben Phillips. I know Jack's already done a video recently saying his opinions, but this is my own opinions. I think... Opinions.
Opinions.
That's my opinions. I just think he's the antithesis of what's wrong with the online world today.
Can I just stop you there? I really do agree with you, but I'm going to have to say I think you've used that word incorrectly. Because the antithesis means the opposite. So you're saying he's the opposite of what's wrong with
epitome.
The online world.
Yeah.
Epitome, that's the word you want.
Does it mean
antithesis
that?
Means the opposite. So if I saw like a really ugly person, I'd be like, oh, she's the antithesis of sexy.
Is he right or wrong?
Well, I just think that's probably the most intellectual 40 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go through all your videos and point out every word you say wrong. Guys, check out Web Time and Jack says the word redundant and see if it makes sense. anyway, so... It's basically the fake pranks is what I've got a problem with. And it's not, it's, well, it's mainly on Ben Phillips because he's the king of it. But even just when you see someone filming, who would be filming this random person walking down the street for no apparent reason and then something happens?
Yeah.
It's just like, and people don't think about that. They just think, oh, that's weird how that pane of glass fell on that person and then he stood up perfectly fine and walked away. It's like, why was someone filming that person walking down the street for no reason? Think yeah. about it, you mugs. And then anyway, so I was just thinking as well, like, these fake pranks, if you watch them and you think they're real, which is absurd because it's falling asleep in a wheelbarrow, the most one of the most uncomfortable places I can imagine to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Let alone be buried alive without waking up.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And if thinking back to shows which I enjoyed, which had pranks in, probably the only real show that I did enjoy that had pranks in was something like, was Jackass.
Yeah.
If I was told later on, oh, they were all in it, and it was all play acting, I'd be a bit gutted, a bit livid. So I wouldn't watch it if I knew it was fake and planned.
And it's hard for them to fake it when you actually see them breaking bones and like blood coming out of their nose.
But even the public pranks they did, if they were faking that, I wouldn't have watched the show.
No.
So why, if people do know that he's doing these and they're all fake, what are they getting out of it?
Mm. And it says in his Facebook description,
actor/director.
Does it?
Mm. Actor.
Oh, wow, because I said in my video I wish he would brand himself as an actor rather than a prankster, and I didn't realise he actually does do that, so apologies for that.
He does, but I just don't get, like, how you could actively want to watch this little thing.
No.
Like, every week, and as you said in your video, how he's like, why are you filming me? Literally two videos, you'd be like, I know why he's filming me. I get shared on...
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It bores my blood.
What's his name? Elliot.
Elliot, yeah. And because this Elliot guy has now started his social channels.
Oh,
and he's branded it as Follow My Shit Journey. Now, don't get me wrong. If someone was fucking pranking me every day of my life,
if I was burying you alive
and I was hating it, like if Elliot found it funny in the videos, he's like, Ben, you got me again.
Then worms are eating my stomach.
then I would upload it and be like, follow this, and like a worm nibbled on my belly button. But now I'm kind of like, now he's hating it. Why would he then go, I'm going to share this to all my followers?
Yeah. Like, imagine being the go-to victim. You're that guy. You are the victim of all these things.
Yeah.
Imagine that being your life.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to go on a date with me? You're that guy from the show. You're that guy from the funny videos.
From Fubar Radio.
So I'll start that again.
See in Brixton. But yeah, I just think that, like, it's just the lowest of the low.
I watched one when he was like, he put you showed me it. He put what they called when you shit yourself.
Laxatives
in a sandwich that he'd opened, then
resealed it in brackets.
Yeah.
It's just I just don't understand it.
That's a hard one for you to choose, but I'm swaying towards Ben, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want, Will? What do you want? Yeah?
Well, you've kind of decided, really, haven't you, Ben Phillips? So 1-0, Tom.
1-0.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this is a fairly friendly match, really. It's like a casual tennis match between two old guys.
Yeah. I think there's only losers in that, and that's the audience of both respective channels.
Thank you very much for that, Will.
It's all right.
That's the most interesting thing you've ever
said. Like five.
So. Thank you.
We basically just slated 4.3 million people.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
And Tom made a good point the other day. He said that people who watch these videos, if I was to now rant about people, like, how the fuck can you believe that? I don't think many of them viewers will actually be standing there going, well, they are real. I think they'll be going, oh, well, yeah, I know they're not real. I'm liking it ironically.
I just like his accent.
Yeah, because if you know, the joke, you know it's all fake.
Yeah.
They're not entertaining anyway.
No, they're not. No.
But the thing that kind of annoys me a bit is we've all watched them a few times just to see, this is ridiculous, how shit is this? And we've given them more views.
So that
we're
could
adding
be,
to it.
Yeah, that could
essentially... Maybe just everyone's doing that. Maybe there's just millions of people thinking, look how fucking ridiculous this
it's
is.
It's a bit like, you know, the most watched video on YouTube is Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
If you go on it at any given time, there's been like 100 comments in the last minute going, I'm only here to check the view count. So okay. Now people are just going on it to see how many views it has. And because people are doing that all across the world, it's getting views in itself.
He got a statue put up of him recently.
Did he? Where?
Yeah, in his local place.
Did
South
he?
Korea?
Yep.
Outside yep. Fulham's football ground.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But then you've got people like Aaron Craskell, who... Sometimes I don't find all his content funny.
No.
But because I know from you, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He's different because he is such a nice guy. It's kind of infectious. He's so nice and jolly. And he's not doing anything malicious. He's not being clever.
You can't fake singing on the underground. Do you know what I mean? You can't fake that unless
Can we stop this train? I'm going to do this really funny thing where I sing and all you look vacant when I do it.
Yeah. I'm going to go down the escalator at P Piccadilly, and I want everyone just to look at me as I dance to Beyonce.
And
oh, so fake!
And that normally walk past me.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, yeah, I agree with you. Not all the stuff is funny, but it can be amusing, and, like, yeah.
And that Craskle thing, the guy that actually produced my song, Coming Monday, Dan J. Lambert, was on the Underground. He saw Aaron Craskle, and Craskle randomly said, can you hold my phone and record me doing this dance in front of everyone?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
so,
yeah. That, it is a small world. Yeah. It's like it's a man's world, but didn't sound anything like it. Should I do the next thing?
Yeah, we'll go. What we're not the next topic is actors.
Actors. See, this might be an unpopular decision I'm making right here.
Okay.
Oh no.
Mine is two.
Idris Elba.
Idris.
I don't know who that is.
Luther.
Potentially the next James Bond.
The Sky advert.
Really?
Yeah, no. I'll go for it, basically. I think a lot of people I know like him, and a lot of people like the show Luther. Mm. There's a lot of fans of it. I've given it a little go, and I just thought it's a very, you know, very stereotypical, I've got a chip on my shoulder, I don't follow the rules, I'm a crazy guy, I'm a cop. That right. kind of vibe. Okay. It's just a bit like, meh. Seen it all before, don't really
Have
get it.
Have you seen it, Will?
No.
And okay. The first time I was introduced to him was on the US version of The Office.
Oh.
Where he plays a complete bellend. Which is hard, kind of hard for me to get that out of my head. Yeah. Which I mean, it's just good acting on his part, to be fair.
Yeah, unless he is a complete bellend, then he's.
Yeah, exactly.
Acting.
But the next thing, like now, he's on that Sky advert where he's like, cozy night in, wanna watch the dinner.
Oh, the box
set. And he's been a little geezer, and I was just, oh, I don't know. It's just, he's. I know he's in the band, he released an album recently as well.
What does he look like?
What?
What?
Who are you looking at me for?
He played Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela. No, I don't know. All right.
We don't know who Nelson Mandela is?
I know Nelson Mandela is, but
oh,
I can't picture.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm just picturing like a Morgan Freeman lookalike.
No, he's a lot younger.
Okay.
He's a bit of a geezer. Basically, right. He's released an album recently, and when actors release albums, it's always very, apart from Jared Leto, like that, he smashed it. In
Matt Berry? Oh, mate, Matt Berry?
Oh, well, better. Better, yeah.
Has he released an album?
Yeah,
he's a singer as well.
Is he?
Like jazz.
He's got the voice for it, though. His voice can carry all around.
Adam, is it jazz?
It is
Matt
jazz,
Berry.
I'm pretty sure. Adam.
Comedy jazz.
Is it?
Yeah. That's basically it, really. I just think it just gets under my skin. I know he's a popular guy. A lot of people like him and really rate him and love Luther. But I just don't get it. I think that's my main opinion of it is I just don't get it.
Mine is Christian Bale, which I think will, again, be an unpopular opinion. Mm. But I just don't like him ever since that rant that he did. I think it was against the lighting guy or something on set. He was like, what are you doing? Get off set. This is my fucking job. Like that. I just thought you pretentious bellend. And now I don't like him as Batman. Where is he? Like, what are you doing? Where is he? Stop it. Christian.
Can anyone do a good Bane impression?
Tom, you go first.
Coffin's reckoning.
Do that again.
Coffin's reckoning.
Alright, do you want me to have a bath?
Yeah.
I was born in the darkness.
You sounded like an old lady.
I was born in the darkness.
That was his nan.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
Nah.
You were tentative. You were an ad, and I was just shit.
Who was the best, Adam?
Adam, who wins?
None of us.
We're all
okay.
Losers.
Let's do Batman then. Tom,
you don't like. Was it? Was
you don't like cheese.
You don't like cheese.
Will,
you don't like cheese. You don't like cheese. You don't like cheese. Cameron Barrett. Brie.
What about...
You want to know how I got these scars?
You want to know?
My father.
She's been doing pills, has he, before?
No, so that's me, Christian Bale.
Right, fair fox. Surprisingly, of a best of three tournament, this has gone 1-1.
Oh my god.
What
will he want when I'm talking to you?
What will he want? Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me what will he want?
I love that.
So it's the final of What Will He Want. Yeah. What do I want?
Will, I want you to 1 week do the whole of that song.
Yeah,
in please. That voice.
Yeah. All right.
But can you not write it? Can you just improv it as it's going?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That sounds very unprepared.
That's the point.
Yeah. So it's 1-1 to the final of What Will He Want. What do I want? And I think we're talking about bad footballers?
No, it's the aspect. It's weird.
Why you hate them?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more like
their characteristics.
It's a bit deeper. No, it's not about people per se.
Come on,
Jack.
Fill me in.
You're going first anyway.
Yeah. Okay, well, now I know this isn't going to have grinded your gears at any point. Maybe it has. I very much doubt it. But I want you to know how much this hurts me as a West Ham fan. I'm going to go for Everton fans.
Why?
Right. Heard of it.
Now, I used to have nothing against these guys, right? They're always quite a decent team.
Yeah, I like Everton.
Yeah, always mid-table. Never
good atmosphere.
Never really
nice stadium.
What is it, Goodison Park? Never really played exciting football, but they were okay. You know, they were a team that managed to make David Moyes look good. Do you know what
Lukaku
I mean?
Lukaku now.
Oh, well. But they've pissed me off more than any other fan base has ever done recently, because West Ham played Everton a couple of weeks ago, 1-1.
Oh.
And it was 1-1. And James McCarthy injured Dimitri Payet, which is fine, like that happens in football, and he hasn't apologised on social media or anything. That's fine. Payet broke his leg in three places.
Was it a mental challenge?
It was nuts. Two footed.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he sort of scissored him.
Was
went
it
random.
Red?
He didn't even get a booking for it. No. Did he get a booking?
Don't know.
Don't think he even got a booking.
Don't care.
But Payet got back up and started playing for 20 minutes and then had to go off. But yeah, with his leg broke in three places.
Oh, yeah, he has broke his leg?
In three places.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just a little leg. Well, I say little.
Oh, Lukaku now.
And do you know what the Everton fans have been doing on Twitter? Have you seen this?
No, I haven't.
Whenever the West Ham official account tweets an update from the game, like, oh, Noble takes a corner and it goes wide or whatever, loads of Everton fans will reply going, get Payet on. Where's Payet? And it's like, hang on, what has Payet done to you? And you've essentially, one of your players has essentially broken a man's career, literally broken his leg in three places, but almost broken his career. He's done nothing to you. It wasn't even like he was being rash on your players. He was just skinning you up. And like now they're like, oh, get Payet on, lol. Fucked without Payet. Carry on being this fucking second shittest team in Liverpool. Don't worry about us.
I do see his point.
And as well, when they played Bournemouth the other week and they were winning 3-2,
yeah,
they ran on the pitch.
Yeah, I know. Why would you do
and
that?
And then they drew 3-0, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Because I know, because I would have won £300 if they won that.
Yeah.
So fuck you, Everton.
Yeah. Yeah. Tom, who are you going for?
This is a bit more bizarre, really.
Bizarre.
It's more internal and it's to me. I hate how much football affects me.
Oh. Strong.
That's if like Newcastle get ruined by a team which is quite regular. It ruins my day.
Well, like Palace.
Yeah, like Palace. Like you know, a number of clubs like Man City. You know, all that a lot. Because if I watch Newcastle play live, I just feel anxiety.
Yeah, like Sunderland.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Sorry, I was just doing what Jack was doing.
No, but in a way, you know, Sunderland. Come on. But I'm sure that might just be because Newcastle. I mean, when you watch West Ham, you probably don't sit there feeling as angsty as...
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
But probably not as bad as you.
Yeah, not as bad as me, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm sitting there watching the game, you know, with my lovely girlfriend, I can't sit there and be all cuddled up watching the game, enjoying it. I'm sitting on the edge of the seat. I'm tense.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. And then, like, she's like... And then when she says the thing, which it is, you know, it's just a game. No need to get...
Oh, don't.
But then I'm like... Oh! But then I can't answer him anything. Because I'm like... Because I've got nothing to say. Because it is just a game. On the whole, the great... You know, in the long run, it's purely just a game.
It is.
But it still can ruin my day and make me a moody little bastard.
But Tom, if you're going to say that, like, oh, it is purely just a game, you could probably say that about most things. So like if this show just stopped in the middle of airing, we wouldn't be like, oh well, we could actually be like, oh, it's just a radio show, because it is just a radio show.
It's just my job.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, it's not affecting me directly, where this would be, you know, this is more would affect me directly. But if Newcastle lose or won a game, it's not going to make me And then, no one's going to be like shaking my hand and Norris, well done for winning that game you didn't play in.
It's bragging rights. Football is all about
is.
Bragging
it's
rights.
Like, it is. It's basically, it gives you pain, it gives you anger, it gives you joy and smugness or euphoria. So I love football, but occasionally it's a bit of a pain and it can just ruin your mood.
So that was the
tricky one.
That was the final one. So it's 1-1 actually, so it's actually a bit tense, isn't it?
Yeah. It's strange. Just...
Gentlemen, you've both been excellent contestants today on Will Willie Wants, and I'd just like to thank you both for coming down to the studio and playing the game.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Jack Dean, thank you for your answers, your arguments, your negotiations with me. What do I want? What do I need?
Yeah.
Tom, also thanks for coming down as well. You've been a great contestant.
Well, seriously, I really appreciate the time with you.
Yeah, well, most
like
people do.
Like loads, and I think if Jack was more of a man, he'd appreciate as much as I do.
I've already made my decision, so.
No, but you're great.
I like. Ooh. Is he ruining it now?
Yeah.
Is it like the final of The Apprentice where he's talking himself out of it?
Yeah, so I've got to pick a winner.
Yeah.
And this week's winner.
Oh, come on.
Of What Will He Want?
Come on.
Is.
Yeah.
Jack D!
Thank you! Yes! Woo! Come on!
What will he want?
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm asking you things and you're telling me what will he want?
Thank you.
Congratulations,
next,
boy!
Cheers,
next
mate.
Week, let's do what Tommy wants and we'll see who wins, because every week it's the fucking same.
Alright then, we can do you next week. So we're going to go to a little song that I'm enjoying at the moment. I think everyone out there is probably enjoying it at the moment. It was always on the bloody radio and now it's on ours. It's The Weeknd.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it. Oh. And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. When we're deep in love, yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry.
slightly.
That was The Weeknd.
Lukaku now.
Look, when you're telling me things
and you're scoring those goals, Lukaku now.
Oh God, we're not even Everton fans, so why are we bothering?
Oh, you hate them.
I do hate them, as we know, because I won the round.
I do like to play with them on FIFA though, because the ground's very unique.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Why? It looks very blue.
Which is not one of those generic bowls that you see popping around the country these days.
Oh, is it?
Like St Mary's, bowl.
Yeah.
Stamford Bridge, bowl. Old Trafford,
Ball.
What about Upton Park? That's a square, and you know what that is? Ah, the perfect crime.
Moving though to a bowl.
To a bowl.
Oh, yeah. Water bomb.
Oh, what a bomb!
So, this is a bit that I've actually been looking forward to doing for a while, ever since this was released this morning, I think it was, or last night. We are now going to preview some of Dapper Laughs' new release. What, Tom, have you heard this yet?
I had a little bit of it on the train with you, Jack, and we were... What's the word I want you to use?
It's the antithesis of gold.
Yeah.
I kind of said if someone was to be, you're given a task to write a song as Dapper Laughs, you would write this.
That is bang on.
It's an impression.
It's almost like a spoof of Dapper Laughs. It's so Dapper Laughs.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to.
Should I give you a verse and a chorus?
Give us a line by line, please, Will.
Yeah.
Line
okay.
by line. So you're gonna have to be pretty quick.
We'll say tell you when to stop.
Yeah. All right.
You should see him, guys. He's
what's the name? He looks like an octopus. What's the name of Dapper's song?
It is called Proper Moist.
Yeah, of course it is. It's not, is it?
No, that's the wrong one.
What's this called?
This one is Let's called.
Just, so we were listening to it and we saw, watched the video, didn't we?
Yeah.
And on the way here.
And it's got a guy from EastEnders in it. And
yeah, all the lads, all the boys are involved.
Okay.
Flounder.
Well, I mean, you've got a Christmas song coming out.
Technology.
Compared to those.
Yeah.
How good is it?
Oh, mine's much better.
Yeah,
obviously.
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to come on here and go, no, my Christmas song is worse than Dapper Laugh's Christmas song, am I?
Well, I'll make that decision, mate. It's a bit arrogant.
All right.
Well, let's have a little listen to it,
Yeah, well, maybe give me 15 seconds and then I'll let you know.
I mean, we've got Anto Sharp coming up in five, so...
Maybe there won't be any room for you in his basket, Will.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Not a single bit of room.
Well, how about let's have a song that is inappropriate, though?
No, let's have a listen. No, come on, you've asked for it now.
No, you're ready? Okay, all right. Well, trained to help you out.
Christmas time seems so fine.
So this is it, this is it.
Right, let's go.
So this is fine.
No
jingle bells. Oh, he's in the back.
Christmas time, no drinking wine, no time for gifts or snow. If you
know what I mean. Let's stop there. What does he mean?
What does he mean by snow?
No, but he's... Never comes to
Dapper's home. He's just getting down the pub. Did he
said pull my cracker, if you know what I mean, then.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh,
did I he? Think by that, he's...
He's just stood next to a bowl bloke, so I actually don't know what he means.
By pull my cracker, I think he means, like, you know them Christmas crackers that you get in boxes?
Yeah.
I think he means just pulling them.
Yeah, I think he just wants the toy. Yeah. He's such a lad, he wants to find the toy, I think.
Well, if he does mean, like, tugging someone off...
Oh, what?
We weren't saying that, Will.
No, but we're all thinking it. But he was just stood next to a bold man.
Bowl.
Bold.
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 Upton Park.
Bowl.
Bowl.
Do you want a bit more?
Yes, please. Oh, yeah.
So I say fuck it all.
Oh, yay. Hey, listen, right. Christmas is whack. It costs too much bloody dough. To save a bit of money, the girlfriend's got to go.
So, that's a tip for you. If you haven't got that much money, break up with the one you love, and you'll be
saving pennies.
You'll be saving lots of dough, Jack.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's talking about the bakery, if you know what I mean.
Oh, carry on.
My Christmas stocking shit, there's hardly anything in it. A pop of all the jollies my mum nicked from the clinic.
Right.
So, there. I love the syllables there. Apart from all the johnnies that my mum nicked from the clinic. So, that's about his mum.
My stocking's pretty shit. There's hardly anything in it.
Yeah.
Apart from all the johnnies my mum nicked from the clinic. Now, I think the clinic gives you them for free.
Yeah.
So, is it... Can they only steal free things?
They only give you it if you actually go in and have a test yourself. So, if his mum's going there and getting free johnnies...
And I'd imagine she's of a woman of age where she probably doesn't maybe need to worry about that.
Let's go.
Carry on.
What? Sorry.
The heating's broke, so it's always bloody cold. My turkey stinks because it's 2 weeks old.
Why don't we just buy the turkey on time?
Carry on.
Christmas, it's the same every year.
He's trying to put the turkey in the microwave.
To get on the beer.
Get on the beer!
I get no.
Never gonna keep Dapper down.
Yeah.
Not Newsnight. Karen.
Oh, it's going to go down.
Time seems so fine. To me, it's all so cold. Oh. No jingle bells or carousels of gold. Oh, no. Christmas time, no drinking wine. No time for gifts or snow.
No time for that.
Santa never
never comes to Deppa's home.
Yeah, right.
So I say fuck it all.
Oh, I can't believe this, man. Listen, the dog pooed on my presence. He's gone mad from the rabies.
Karen.
My sister can't sit down because she's had too many babies.
What? So.
What? My sister can't sit down because she's had too many babies.
And the dog's been shitting on the presents because it's got the rabies.
Christmas at Dapper's.
So, rabies, yeah, the irrational fear of water, and you always want to shit on presents. That's the thing.
Mm.
Can't sit down because she's had too many babies.
What do you mean she can't sit down because she's had too many babies?
Because maybe the toys are everywhere.
Yeah.
There's no place to sit down. Not, they can't.
And all the crackers he's been pulling. There's more toys. Yes. Which is adding to the problem. All the fun toys. Adding to the issue.
Jeez, oh, Louise.
Come on, please.
Grandma forgot her bills that she's falling about. She sounds a bit German because her teeth just fell out.
That is just casual racism. She sounds a bit German because her teeth fell out. Cough your teeth fall out. You sound German.
Why do you sound German? Do you sound German?
Guten Tag. It's harder to speak German without any teeth.
No, I don't get it.
That's just
I don't get
go
it.
On.
That's a special brew. It's crashed a bloody car. Now my mum's got mental cause she found another bra. I hate Christmas. It's the same every year. So I'm heading down the pub to get on the beers.
Don't even deserve a Chumbawamba.
The video is extremely poorly shot.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Should have got as a button in.
Yeah. If you listened, you probably wouldn't call, but if you
He's in a caravan at the moment, smashing a beer can on top of his head.
Oh, and on that note, I think it's time to leave that.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll go to a song, and then when we come back, have a little chat with Anto Sharp.
Yeah, what song do you want, mate?
I don't know. I'm thinking a bit of Sunset Suns.
Sunset
she
Suns.
Wants.
What? You love these, don't you?
I'm a big fan of these. George Smith introduced them to me. So, George, if you're listening, thanks for this.
Should have been a doctor. Should have been a father. Yeah, am I the only one to see the sound anymore? Should have been a writer, should have found a partner. Girl, I got wings to fly to get me on that tour. I am the only one, I am the only one she wants. Man, I ain't the kind of fool. Could have been a lawyer.
If I was to physically buy that album in the supermarket, what would I do with it, Tom? Where would it go?
Trolley?
No, it wouldn't. Will, where would it go if I bought an album? It wouldn't go in a trolley. Where would it go?
But on iTunes.
Where would it go, Will?
Like the iTunes basket?
So it goes straight in my...
Like iTunes account, then I'd go through a number, yeah, and then I'd download it.
So straight
it.
In your basket.
Oh, hello, Anto.
Hello.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
I am just okay, to be honest with you. I'm all right. Okay. I'm all right. It's been a long, long day. I'm here with my co-host, Tom Norris.
Hello, sir.
And my producer, Will. Will, say hello.
Hello, Anto.
What are you up to, Anto?
Nothing, man. Just getting ready to go out.
Okay, okay. Nice one, man. Nice one. How many bloody likes you on now, then? Because you're smashing it, aren't you?
Nearly 600k. So it's going well, man.
Blimey, mate. Blimey. I think the question we all want to start on is, how did you begin? How did you start?
Oh, mate. Started making videos about 2 years ago now. Sort of not only doing silly basket stuff, but doing like sort of sketches and all sort of stuff like that.
Was this for YouTube or Facebook?
Sorry?
Was this for YouTube or Facebook?
I actually started out on Vine.
Oh, okay. Of course.
Yeah, started out on Vine and then sort of went over to Facebook, do a little bit of YouTube stuff. But yeah, sort of started doing just like having a laugh, really. A few little videos here and there, and then sort of the public stuff kicked off a bit more. So sort of pushed it towards that way. And now, yeah, it's going really well, mate.
Nice, mate. Nice. So have you? When would you say it's like... It took off. When did you see like a massive spike? Like, oh shit, this has happened now.
It's probably about 4 or 5 months ago, something like that.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of people sort of picked it up. I mean, other radio stations sort of liked it as well.
Nice.
And then yeah, had a big spike in the following, and all the videos, people going crazy for them silly basket videos.
Yeah. Nice. Are you going to keep like? Because obviously you've got that Christmas. You got a Christmas song coming out now.
Yeah, got a Christmas song coming out, yeah.
And is that out now? When's that out?
Yeah, that was out, when was it out? Last Wednesday, just gone. So what's the date today? Friday. Wednesday it was out. We did the video over the weekend, so okay. That's out as well.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. We've got a preview of that coming up. Is that catchphrase something that you're going to keep going for the conceivable future, or have you got other ones in the pipeline? Maybe what's next?
Yeah, I mean what we've sort of said is for this year, because it's you know, doing the song and all that sort of stuff, we're going to milk it a little bit more, if you know what I mean. Nah, but then next year we're going to like sort of mix it up. Got a lot of new content coming out. yeah, and sort of other stuff, more sketches, stuff like that. But I don't think we'll ever say goodbye to it. But yeah. Sort of mixing it up is definitely.
Okay, well, because we knew you were coming on, and obviously we got a bit excited, we thought it'd be a good idea for us three in the studio right now to come up with our own catchphrases and put them to the master himself and see what you think, see if there's any longevity in the phrases and whether they would work on Vine or not.
Exactly. Yeah, and if they're good, I can just nick them.
Great.
Yeah, exactly.
They also were kind of had to have some visual element to them as well, because they were going to be video. So we're going to tell you the whole thing, so they're not just so abstract and random. So you have to just judge which one you think would hit it off.
Yeah, which one would work on Vine the best. So basically my one, Anto, I'll start with is I would go up to random people in the street that are just doing something mundane, for example, eating a sandwich, and I'd point at the sandwich and go, ah, the perfect crime. What do you reckon?
He's not impressed.
Completely random. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
make it seem like they're doing something naughty.
You can maybe twizzle your moustache and then wear a top hat.
Yeah, maybe a mono. What is that?
Monocle.
A monocle. That's the one. And then Will, what's your one?
So I'd have a green watering can and I'd just go around tipping water on people, going, everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. So.
Right, singer, who's this guy?
Yeah, Paper Shapes, mate, check him out.
Yeah, he
did.
I've got to extend my career somehow.
And then my one would be, I'd have a little boombox with me, and I would play...
You'd play this. What would you add to it, though? Oh,
water bomb! And then I'll slam him in the face with a water bomb. It's a bit violent, but
that's a bit harsh. You're gonna get a few punches, I reckon.
Yeah. I know, but I'm quick like a dart.
which one would you go for? You've got the perfect crime, you've got always take the weather with you, and you've got water bomb. So some great contenders, I think you'll agree.
I mean they're all good. I mean they're great.
I think I'm going to have to go for the watering can. I thought I really like
that. Yeah!
Well done, Will. Well done, Will.
Anto can come on more often.
Your singing voice one more time.
Everywhere you go, you always check the weather, the motherfucking weather.
Nice. And we've got another little competition that we'd like you to judge, if you've got the time, Mr. Sharp. We're all going to have a go at your famous catchphrase. You've got to tell us who can hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
So, first of all, we'll start with the winner of the watering can. That's you, Will.
Okay, it's a big moment for me. Woo. I've been... Half-price salami, it's going straight in my basket.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
No.
That was good.
And Tom?
I really fell on this laugh, but okay.
Go on.
Oh, stinky blue cheese is going straight in my basket.
Yes. That's number two, and then I can't really do it, to be honest.
So. Do you like Jack?
Ooh, chocolate fingers, that's going straight in my basket.
You sound like a dame.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Go what do you mean you can't do it? You smashed it.
Did I?
Yeah, I think Jack, you won that one, mate.
Oh, nice, nice. Cheers. So, Tom, you lost again.
I'll win something later. Don't
you
worry.
Win something later. So, Anto, how can people find you if they want to? If they haven't already heard of you, which is very unlikely, how can they find you online?
I mean, the easiest way is through the search engine of Google or any others. Just type in Anto Sharp and it sort of all comes up. Facebook, Insta, Twitter and all that sort of stuff. Pretty simple, really. It's all the sort of same name on every platform.
Okay, nice, nice. Are you gonna push any of them more than others? So, like, are you going to get YouTube kicking off a bit or not?
We're definitely working on YouTube. We're going to do a lot more longer sort of stuff to go on there, but it's more sort of Facebook stuff at the moment, so yeah, I'll probably push more, you know, get to the milli on Facebook.
Nice, that is the dream. After we leave you shortly, sir, we're going to play a bit of your Christmas song, so guys listening at home, stick around for this. It's a little bit of an exclusive. Before we go, Anto, can we get a little, you'll listen to Fubar Radio, and that's going straight in my basket.
Yeah, of course, man.
When you're
okay,
ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, woo! You're listening to Fubar Radio. It's going straight in my basket.
Oh, that's great. Cheers for the chat, Anto.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye. That's very festive, wasn't it, Will?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll go from festive baskets to a bit of Wombats, if you don't mind, Willie.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And we'll go to the Joy Division. Let's dance right to it.
Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance the Joy Division and celebrate. town. That's where we'll be. We will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for. You know what to ask for. You ask for joy, division, and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to joy, division, and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong, but we're so tear us apart. I've found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I've found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
Just to be with Will.
Thank you, I love you all. Nuzzy, you're great. Tattoos.
Thank you. We've been very dancey this show, haven't we? We've been dancing about.
We've just been in high spirits.
It's been good.
It's been fun.
Let's keep these spirits going.
Yeah.
Christmas spirits coming Monday to my YouTube channel.
Keep an eye. Share it like it.
So, before we came up with the theme of viral stars, we was actually going to do things that confuse us, weren't
things
we?
Things you do not understand.
Yeah, so we thought, why not waste? We're not going to waste all that great, great content, so I'm going to get Nozza, because Nozza's actually got some really good bits of. What is it called? What did you say?
They're like inappropriate songs, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not inappropriate. I just don't. If you take them literally, and just it just doesn't make much sense to one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, well, what you got then, Tom?
Well, I have a little song by Enrique Iglesias. Heard of him?
Do you want to heard of him?
Heard of it?
No.
I don't know.
So that
is weird.
I don't know why. I don't know why. But I love to see you cry. Whenever is it going to be a great thing to see your lovely girl or guy cry? Mm. I mean, unless you've done something really, really nice and they've cried, which, like, give them a puppy. They really wanted a puppy. So maybe he's just getting loads of puppies. Or, like, that's an extreme act of kindness. If every nice thing you did for your girlfriend, she started crying, that'd be annoying.
Yeah, that would be the very
so line. Unless it's along the lines of, I don't know why, but I like being getting too pissed at the pub, promising to meet you, not meeting you, hate your friends, and then you're crying, but I love it for some reason. Get me another beer, babe, I'm playing FIFA. Who wants to be I just don't understand it. Will, do you know why?
Well, I don't like to see anybody cry, so Enrique, I don't know why you want to see anyone
can
cry.
Can you tell us? Tweet in Enrique at Football Radio.
He listens, doesn't he, Jack? You're a mate with him?
Yeah, big fan.
You did that Jack chat with him, didn't you?
Yeah, Enrique.
Yeah.
It's not on YouTube at the moment.
Are you in Enrique in the rewards?
But I know you were saying that you didn't
that
you
joke
shouldn't really take you shouldn't really take those songs literal. But that one, how can you not take that literal? Because he's going, I don't know why. So he's even admitting that it's a silly thing to say. If he was like, when I look at your eyes, I love to see you cry, then there could be some metaphor hidden within that. But he's literally going, I don't know why, but I kind of like to see your song.
Unless he's not talking to a love partner, he's talking to an old school bully.
Yeah.
Maybe he can, I don't know why, but I'd love to see you cry, Clive.
Clive, you fucking bully.
And if his name's Enrique, he definitely went to school with a Clive.
All right.
Oh, I went to school with a Giuseppe.
There you go.
Oh, you told me that before.
Jack and Giuseppe playing some football.
You've got another one on there, haven't you, Nozzy?
I have, and this one is called, William, it is called
O-Town.
O-Town. The song is called Liquid Dreams. O-Town was a band formed on an MTV show, something like Pop Idol, but it wasn't quite Pop Idol. They're looking for a band, and they formed O-Town, and their first, I think it's their first single, was called Liquid Dreams.
What does the O stand for?
Oh, I just had a liquid dream. Maybe.
So it stands for Orgasm Town.
Maybe. Orgasm. Welcome to Orgasm Town. Population you and other kids you could have had, but they're on your duvet. But yeah, anyway, so the thing about the video as well is they're all dancing and singing the chorus, and there's CGI like liquids floating around them, which can only be sperms.
Spunk.
Spunks. So it's very
just, hey, how you doing, you fun loving spunk?
But imagine like you're messaging someone and you're like and you're trying to be all flirty, you're like, oh, you know what, you're from my liquid dreams, you are.
Three spunks, please.
Who's gonna like that?
Yeah, I come in my sleep over you, babe.
Yeah. I'll make a mess in my bed over you.
Yeah. When I was snoring in my little sweaty cesspit, I spunked on the sheets because of you.
Exactly, it's not very.
Well, you go out of me.
It's not very becoming.
I love you.
I'm like, yeah, you should definitely ever.
Sarah.
If you haven't seen the video, look for O-Town Liquid Dreams, and it's just a very bizarre.
Sounds it.
Video.
Sounds
what about it. What about this one? Has this got a literal meaning? Do you think?
See, this one annoys me a little bit.
Go on, boy.
Because I get what he's saying. Love is up and down, and you've just got to see it out. But if we are taking it literal,
yeah,
love is a roller coaster. You've just got to ride it.
I thought it was life is a roller coaster.
Life is like a roller coaster. You've just got to ride it. Yeah. Is what I was trying to say. Whenever do you see a roller coaster and think, oh, do you know what? I haven't got the time. I've got to be at a meeting, but I've just got to ride it. Like, yeah. I've just got to, there's no way around this. I mean, I've got a meeting with Jimmy Bullard in a bit. Like, and it's pretty important, but I've just topical. Got to ride this. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, the Big Dipper. Ooh, oh.
I've had a liquid dream. I need to clean up. I've just got to ride this. Oh.
What an idiot. And he's been at it again as well, hasn't he, Ronan?
Yeah, he does
dropped,
it a lot.
He dropped this boy.
Yeah.
You were saying best. Say nothing at all.
You say it best.
Why you say nothing at all?
Which is essentially, shut up! I like it when you're quiet!
Shut the F up, you.
Come on!
You rat.
You know, I may have had a liquid dream of that. You know, I love it when you cry, but oh, come on!
Shut up! I've just got to ride this roller coaster!
Shut up and let me ride the roller coaster, would ya?
I don't think Ronan really knows what he's on about, will he?
I think he's a little bit drunk.
He's a piece of work.
He's a dirty piece of work, is Ronan.
I got the Q jump ticket. I was trying to think about just what it was, but I couldn't think about it, so yeah.
Yeah, that's just some lyrics that we don't really understand.
And So we was talking earlier about Sam Pepper, weren't we?
We were, mate.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Got me a bit angry.
I managed to get a little interview.
Got me really angry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you know how angry it got me?
Yeah.
This angry.
He wants to keep it in, but he really bloody can't. Hey, hey, just weekly rants. Hey, hey, just weekly rants. You dumped up little prick.
But before we talk about Sam Pepper and what he's done, Will, didn't you manage to get on the phones this week and
on the blower?
Yeah, well, I'm not just a producer. I've actually got a journalism degree.
Oh, okay.
And I like to do a bit of investigating, so I actually managed to get him on the phone.
What, you've had an interview with him?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we hear it?
Yeah, do you want me to play it?
Please.
I'll play it now if you want me
thank
to.
You, mate, right thank
now.
You, right
now. Hello, it's Sam Pepper.
Hi, Sam. I'm producer Will. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, okay. I've just seen your latest prank. Why the hell did you post that?
I've kind of got to a situation now, like, if I'd watch it, then I'm going to put it up.
Well, what's next?
Yeah, and I want to up my prank.
Up them? You've just pretended to kill someone. What are you thinking next?
Probably, like, I'd like to change places with, like, the Queen or something, because then I can make her do really funny things.
Like what? Grab some blokes' arses for lols and bants?
You know, like, I could just go and stand on the balcony and flash.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. She's the head of state and she's in her 80s. How are you going to pull it off?
I want to make them more like, when you're watching TV and you see it and they've got like props, they've got costumes, they've got like...
Punk.
Yeah, yeah, I want to make them more legit, and that's one of the things I really want to do, like invest a bit of like the money that I'm getting from making videos it back into like making really awesome pranks.
You make money from this shit. Forget it. Anyway, the real reason I called is my mate Jack Dean, otherwise known as Jack Ahmed, wants to work with you. What do you say? Come on, mate. What else would you rather do?
Probably kill myself.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. What a gent. What an absolute gent. Who was the girl speaking halfway through that?
Oh, Laura came in halfway through.
Oh,
I was chatting.
Did she? Oh,
Laura!
Right. I don't want a tea now.
I'm with Sam.
I'm with Sam Pepper.
Sam wants to throw this boiling hot tea in your face, though. Prank!
Social experiment!
Yeah, to see if it burns.
How angry are you? Do you want this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, now this is a story all about Sam,
every
that
Friday,
pathetic little
every Friday,
blue-haired man.
Doing pranks every Friday.
Yeah. So
I was gonna carry on, but
he's gone from social experiment and pranks to sitting in his room and having
big
11
brother to big bother.
Oh,
nice.
Did you see this video?
I've seen it.
What do you reckon, Will?
I was just in shock at watching it, yeah. And like, and not in a good shock. It was I felt naked watching it. It just took everything off me, and I was just.
He abused you.
I don't want to say that, but.
I don't know what you were trying to say.
No, neither do I, really. But it was
I felt like I used to go off my clothes and I was sitting there, and then suddenly all these guys came in. And
Will,
I was
were you naked when you were watching this?
I just felt a bit vulnerable.
Oh, right.
But it was very strange, and the word prank didn't really come to mind.
No. Because a lot of pranks on YouTube are faked.
Yeah.
That's essentially.
Are they? You're breaking down the fourth wall here, John.
Yeah, no, a lot of them are.
There's this guy, Ben Phillips, which people don't know. He's
we should start a campaign.
He's the only one who does real ones on YouTube.
Yeah, do some real ones, Ben, please.
Yeah, no, but obviously a lot of pranks online, what you see are fake. Do you think this one was fake? And if it was, does it matter?
I mean, you're turning into Parkinson very quickly, you are.
Yeah.
Big questions.
looks like him.
Yeah.
I think it was fake, yeah, because the two people that got involved were...
You think it was fake?
Yeah, because the two people that got involved... Then they have a very low kind of
subscriber count.
Audience base. Yeah. Excuse me, I'm that shocked. he's kind of taken advantage of them.
Yes. Because he knows that they're like people who don't have many subscribers. They're trying to get a foothold on the YouTube ladder. They will work with people like Sam Pepper because they think it's going to be only beneficial. Whereas someone myself because I haven't got the biggest numbers in the world, but I would obviously reject a collaboration with him as I did 4 years ago before he was
honestly.
Yeah, he messaged me on YouTube saying, do you want to do a collab? And this was before he was friends with Alfie, Casper and all the gang. And I kindly turned that down.
What were the grounds for turning it down?
I just thought he was a bit of a prick.
Even back then?
Back then, my views were through the roof. I was sagging off a lot of stuff. Mm. And he would have been one of the kind of people that I would have moaned about. So if I'd have then just turned up and done a collab with him, I think I would have ended my YouTube life then and there.
Ever since I saw him in Big Brother, I was like, he's an old man.
Yeah.
Really? And like, yeah. the one thing I was going to say though, which cause I know I saw your video and your views about it, and I think rightly so. I don't like the guy, so I'm happy to see him get a lot of flack. I'm happy to see the petitions happening because I think he's a bellend. And
sometimes, right, do you ever get that thing where you forget you're live on radio and you just start chewing a Lucozade bottle?
Yeah, I mean, I could barely hear that, but then once I threw it on the floor, we could all hear it.
But yes, as I was saying, I don't like the guy, and I don't like his stuff, and I think, you know, the one about the grabbing people's asses, that was like, yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's very wrong, and all the allegations about him was an abuse stuff.
Yeah, like that. There are allegations that he has
alleged stuff.
Alleged stuff that he's raped people. So
the one thing I would say though is like, if because the guy who was kidnapped in this, he was proper crying.
Yeah, he was.
Do you think
crying.
He was acting? Then
it's a hard one to say.
There, there was tears down his face.
If he was acting, he was very, very good at it.
But then they are in LA, which is the home of Hollywood.
But these guys weren't. These guys were from Seattle. We're just two kids from Seattle.
Oh, of course.
Was it Seattle?
Yeah, I think it was Seattle.
We're just two kids from Seattle.
But like, but what I was going to say was, if the guy after the video, they were fine with it and didn't give a shit about it, why
are we?
Yeah, because who's been affected by this? Isn't, you know, it's not. If it was someone else who did this prank, I don't think people would be kicking as much.
Okay, I think, and this could be completely incorrect, but I think it's come at a very bad time. With everything that's going on in the world, I think to in quotation marks, murder someone in the style that he did is very reminiscent of other things that are going on.
Do you think
in
he's
world,
conscious so. Of that as well? Like, he almost knows.
How can he not be? How can he not be?
Yeah, that's a very fair point. That's a very fair
point. So I just think it's insensitive. I don't think many people watching it are going, oh, that poor guy who's crying, because we know it could just be a prank. I think people are watching it going, does this guy not think about the world at times? So I think it's more so that.
Yeah. I don't mean, it's kind of like if he was pretending to do his backpack have a bomb in it.
Yeah.
Kind of prank.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
I've heard that's next.
Oh,
allegedly.
God.
But there's a 50,000 plus petition for
more than that now.
Will
120k, Jesus.
I don't know the ins and outs of YouTube. Will he be getting revenue off that?
He will be, yeah, because YouTube banned him, stopped him from making money after the last year's one.
Yeah,
and then he protested it and whatnot, and showed that all the women in the bum pinch prank were actors, actresses, and they gave him his AdSense back, so he will be making. And it's clear that he's making money again, because he just stopped making videos as frequently for a while, and then there was loads of people just popped up. Oh, Sam's making money again, because adverts started to appear on his videos, and then with that, as soon as they started to appear, bosh, weekly uploads came back again. So he will be making money, and if that video's on, is that on 3 million, I think, at the moment?
Four,
based on what I would earn on that money, he's probably got a better CPM than me. That would be probably around 4.5-5 grand.
So CPM, is that just, I bet the adverts are more selective? What does CPM mean?
CPM is basically clicks per 1,000 views. So I don't know what it's called. CPM.
I mean, no matter what the content, for 5 million views, that's like primetime Saturday television.
Yeah.
5 grand?
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolute madness.
Yeah, so there's that, but he also is probably he's probably with a network who finds better ads for him, so he probably gets more than that. No, I don't know if he will be of a network, actually. I don't think anyone wants to take him on.
For rope and fake guns. And
yeah, probably, yeah. But what do you find it like? Two things. One, the boy who got kidnapped and was crying has released a statement and a YouTube video. Guys, I don't care. He's like my best friend. If anything, that brought us together. Like, I thank Sam for that. And there's.
And then that would have got a shit ton of views.
That's what I was just thinking. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like they've planned a strategy. Right, we'll do this video. This will go. Yeah. You'll get the knockoff of that. You'll pick up that. It's just like.
Yeah.
And then 9 months later.
Oh yeah.
Nine months later they'll have a baby.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're both two men.
Yeah.
But then there's also the fact that Sam has not commented on this matter at all.
That's just frustrating then, isn't it? It's more.
It's like he's got the higher ground.
It's
almost.
Just like, oh fuck, you know, keep watching the video. I'm not going to say anything about it.
I think last time when he fucked up and he came out making that cry video. Did you see the cry video he done last time? That's bizarre, isn't it? I think that damaged him a lot as well.
You get rid of that in the end.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Because what it does, right, this is the same with the whole Dapper Laughs thing when he lost his TV show. When you do something offensive and you get the whole, you're unfortunate enough or fortunate enough to get the bandwagon of hate come after you will always have those haters, right? You will never go, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, fair enough. I'm going to watch all your content now. But by apologising for what you've done, you've, because with Dapper last thing, it was very 50-50, right? Obviously, we can sit here and go, he made a joke about rape, but essentially, he just made a joke, right? Yeah. Essentially, whatever the context is, he did just make a joke.
But Sam just did a prank.
Yeah, Sam, that's what I'm saying. Sam did just do a prank, and the girls were actors, right? So when you apologise for doing that, you're not making the haters hate you, you're making the people that love you question whether they should love you or not, because they'll be like, well, I really like this guy's content and now he's apologising, I feel a bit bad for liking this, I feel like I should apologise now because I like this guy.
Yeah, you were like vindicating him
before.
And
if you're saying sorry, then if you're apologising, you've done something wrong.
Yeah, exactly, you're admitting it. So I think that's probably what Sam's trying to do now, but it's just too little too late. If he'd have kept quiet on the last one, shown that all the girls were pranks, kept quiet, it would have all blown over. Obviously, the rape allegations have come out, so that's made it a lot more trickier. But
allegations.
That's what I said.
I know. Just repeating.
But it's never been proven.
He's still earning money and doing his job, and he hasn't been behind bars.
Yeah.
So
that's why.
Right, FUBAR.
If we obviously there's girls saying that Sam has done this, and there's a girl who said that V1I had slept with her when she was underage and got her drunk and that, and V1I actually came out and admitted it and apologised on a. I'm Mormon, so I don't know about these things.
Oh shit! I remember that. Yeah.
So that's why I constantly say about. That's why I constantly say about, like, I slag off V1I because he's actually admitted to it, whereas Sam hasn't. So until Sam actually comes out and goes, yeah, I rape these people, there's no proof, so you can't go around saying it.
Listen until proven guilty.
Exactly. And on that, we're going to a brand new game show that I've made up called this. It's time for Play Your Internet Viral YouTube Video Celebrity Facebook Cards Right! And it's your host, Will Brazier! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game. Turn those frowns upside down. Forget Sam Pepper, get your salt shaker out because we're ready to play.
Did you say a salt shaker?
Yeah?
Ah, the perfect crime.
Thank you.
Pretty good, sir.
You can't just do it when I do my one.
Okay, water bomb.
So, what we've done, it's viral hits. So, I've brought up 10 huge internet videos.
How huge?
Oh, I'm talking.
What, huge viral hits?
Yeah, you've got it. You've got the premise of the show so far. And we're going to start. You know, play your cards right. These mics pick quite a lot of time. We're going to play your cards right for some big prizes, so
okay.
Can you two take it seriously, please?
Sorry, he's tickling me.
Look, I've
go on, we're ready, Will.
Right, so the first,
if only K doesn't babble on like this.
Yeah.
I think he finally does. That's why he's on Radio X.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ah, the perfect crime.
Oh, what a bomb.
Shut to the heart. Right, here we go. So the first one I've got up here. Oh, sorry. I thought Tom had just let one rip.
I did not cut the cheese. No.
Does anybody remember this video here?
Oh, yeah. Charlie Schmidt's cat.
You've seen it?
Did you see it?
No, you've got to see it because it's the first one, I knew all along.
42 million.
42.2 million.
For the listeners at home, it's a cat dressed in a blue shirt playing.
It's Keyboard Cat.
Otherwise
known as the Keyboard Cat. Jack, mate, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
And so we're going to move to the next one.
Hiya.
Which is called. I'll show you the video after because I don't want you to see the view count. But it's the original scary Mary Poppins recruit trailer. Now, do you remember that?
No.
Okay. I'll just give you a bit of audio down your ears.
What is this?
That's pretty big, mate. It's a viral hit. That's what the Independent told me, anyway. Alright, that's enough of that.
What is the video concept?
It's essentially Mary Poppins, which is a lovely family film, but someone's re-edited it to make it look like a horror film.
Oh, okay. It's a trailer.
Oh, because there's a lot of these type of like mash-up films.
Like Mrs. Doubtfire trailer.
So Charlie Schmidt's Keyboard Cat, the original, had 42.2 million views.
Yeah.
Do you think the original scary Mary Poppins recruit trailer had more or less?
Less. Tom?
No, it's just you, Jack.
It's you, mate.
Less, mate.
Correct.
Thank
Moving
you.
On. Let's pick the speed up. We're going fast.
How many
now.
Did I have? How many did I have?
15 million. Surprise kitten next. Have you ever seen that?
Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
A pause in the air. Yeah.
Oh. That's what it sounds like. It's much better to see it.
Well, I'm gonna.
It's not your go. Jack's still on the on the wheel.
Okay, have a good time.
Jack's got to get off. Jack, do you think that was more or less surprise kitten?
What than the 15 mil of?
Yeah, so 15 million.
Oh, more.
You're right. Thank you're still you. Playing it, but I tell you what, it's getting a bit tense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell you what, the prize is at the end. Yeah, that's the only bet of it. There's a big prize at the end, so you really want to win it, don't you?
Really?
Oh,
bad.
Fucking
so
hell.
Bad.
So that what was 76 million.
Yeah, 76.
The next one is Charlie Bit My Finger. Now, I'm not going to show you that because everybody knows what it is.
I know the answer. It's more.
All day.
Correct, yeah. Moving on, not cool. That tense.
Shock horror.
I already got all of them.
So I think if that one's so high, this is kind of a bit of a gimme.
Yeah.
Take On Me, the literal video version. Do you think that was more or less?
More. I'm going more.
You think that's more than on Charlie's one? That was 831,944,424. So Jack, you think that is...
Well, obviously it's not going to be, but I'll go more.
No, you're right.
Am I?
No, you're not. Of course you're not. Don't fuck me about, all right?
Sorry.
Tom, moving on to you. No tense music, because you don't deserve it yet.
You have a ding when I get them right. Do you have anything when I get them wrong?
Yeah, you got one of these boys.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Tom, we're moving on to you
that
now.
That sounds like Matt Berry's music.
that's his intro off his album. If you get the next four, one, two, three, four, five right, you'll be walking home with today's mystery prize. So, are you ready to play your cards right?
I'm ready to play my cards right.
Chocolate Rain. So do you think that had more or less views than Take On Me?
How many did Take On Me have?
Take On Me had 14 million.
14 million. So
Chocolate Rain had?
More.
More.
Obviously.
Correct. Moving on very quickly.
Obviously.
Talking Twin Babies, everyone knows it. Jack, you remember it very well, don't you?
Yeah, I was the left one.
Yeah, you were. You looked a bit like him, actually.
He left that left back in the change room.
So do you think that had more or less views?
Less.
You forgot what the first one was.
No. Correct. That was only 19 million. Now we're moving on to the Dramatic Chipmunks.
So this could be a draw if I get this.
No.
We're in a draw. No, if you're playing at the end of the game, you win the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where do we get these fucking idiots from? I told him about it before!
Sorry,
I just lose my cool sometimes. Dramatic Chipmunk. So the previous one had 19 million views.
More!
Oh, we're getting into Tom Norris, Nozzamon.
Scyther!
If you get the next two correct, you're walking away with a prize that Adam has already got ready in the gallery. Isn't that right, Adam?
Put it away, Adam.
It's a collab with Sam Pepper!
Do you remember this face?
How many of these did the last one have, mate?
Do you remember this face?
Yeah. How many of these did the last one have?
The last one had 44 million.
44 million, all right.
Do you think that's got more or less?
Well, what is it? The listeners don't know what it is.
It's a 15-year-old boy singing Katy Perry. Obviously, this is on radio, so...
That's Keenan. His name's Keenan.
Keenan, thank you for getting me out of that one.
I'm saying that the next one has more.
You were two away. From the mystery prize.
Right. He's obviously fucked it then.
Yes!
Oh,
I just keep winning today.
If Jackmate gets the next one correct.
So I really got shafted here.
You got.
Staying second, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jack is on the golden number. I don't know if you remember 2009.
Don't care about it.
It was the start of the year.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Talent was on.
I remember that well.
Susan Poyle walked on stage.
More.
It's
going to be more.
Considering that one was less.
Susan Boyle has got more than Keenan.
I mean, that's a pretty bold statement to make.
The correct statement to make.
Well, you'd think of that.
Yeah, you would think it.
But have I got the video from the official source?
Oh, well, you fucking better, Adam.
Or did I upload it this afternoon to throw a curveball into the tournament?
Well, then it's not a viral video.
Oh, I love it, though.
No,
so
I will literally punch you in the
face. I love it.
Jack.
Oh, he's gone for wrong.
That's the music. No, those are all the three buttons, mate.
All right, go on.
Jack, have you enjoyed your time on the show today?
I've loved it so much.
Tom, have you enjoyed your time?
I might have done.
What do you think Adam's got out there? Let's not answer that.
I reckon he's got
a cold.
Robbie Knox's mustache in a jar.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Jack, you said the video had more.
Yeah, I fucking did. You're right.
That's all, folks.
Jack.
Yeah.
You are correct!
Woo! Obviously.
That is amazing.
That was so obvious. Yeah, so easy for you.
Well, Tom, you fucked it yourself, mate.
Well, no, mate. You made it so the game's angled that way.
Nah, I
don't think I did, mate.
I won everything today. I won the room 101. I won a competition with Anto.
I won a bit with Anto. What did you win today, Tom?
Won fuck all.
Didn't win anything, mate.
He didn't even win Robbie's respect.
Ah, no. The perfect crime.
Thank you.
Great catch,
coming out of your eyes.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you always take the weather with you.
Come here. Oh, I'm done. How about that?
Oh God! So, how are we going to judge who actually won the best catchphrase? Because we've asked everyone.
I think Will won, didn't he?
Oh, did he? Was Anto the
Anto,
override?
Yeah, he told me that.
Did Robbie say a winner?
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, he texted me saying I won that as well.
Yeah, right. He texted me saying I've just texted Will saying he won, but really it's you.
Oh, he didn't text me.
Because well, that was too obvious of a joke, wasn't it?
Oh.
Oh dear. So the weekend's coming up, guys. So I hope you bloody enjoy it. What song are we finish on?
It's nearly Christmas time, isn't it?
Yeah,
so bloody enjoy that as well.
We're gonna finish on a Christmas song, as we always bloody do.
It's my favourite Christmas song. It's The Darkness. It's Don't Let the Bells End.
Have a good weekend, guys. It's been the Jackmate Show. Join us next week when we're gonna have a special co-host for an hour, Mr. Kean Toomey, in the studio. Cheers, guys. Peace out. Let's go get pissed.
Bye.